Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning you might be asking yourself, why is Pastor Scott standing in the parking lot? Why is he standing next to this very nice car? Modest but nice. It's my car and it's dirty. It needs a car wash, but I don't remember the last time I actually washed my car by myself. I don't have kids living at home, so they're certainly not doing it. So more often than not, I take it to a car wash. And these days, we've got a car wash here near the church. And these days, it's hard to go and actually just get a car wash without being asked if you want a membership. Do you want to be a member of the car wash community? There's a lot of communities I want to be a part of, but the car wash community, eh. Now, to be honest with you, I have become a member there before when this car, which is 3 years old now, when it was new, I just wanted to keep it shiny and nice. Again, I never washed it by myself, but I joined the car wash community. I got a membership at the car wash to keep the car shiny and new looking. And I got to tell you, once I was paying every month to get my car washed, I went at least once a week, sometimes twice, to get my money's worth. A little bit of a carrot hanging on the end of the stick, I guess. What I found was my car looked shinier and cleaner than it certainly does today, but I found that it didn't make my car run any better. Maybe I felt better about it, but even then, I'm not so sure that it really didn't change much for me. But I wanted that perception that I had to get my money's worth, and that by making the decision to join, that I needed to keep going back. A couple of months ago, we were in Santa Cruz, and we went to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. We bought a membership there as well. Very different than the car wash membership, but a membership to the aquarium, which supports some of the work that they're doing. And the Monterey Bay is a marine life sanctuary, and it's good, important work. But I can tell you, having bought that membership, we're already planning another trip back to the aquarium. Why? So we can get our money's worth, because we joined the aquarium. It makes me wonder, is the same true of the church? Maybe we should charge a membership fee. I've become too much like a club, and I hear a lot of churches talking about how they don't want to be perceived as a club where there's people who are in and people who are out, and I really think that is the antithesis of what Jesus would want as he established the Christian church. But still, that desire or that need or that want or that drive to keep coming back to get our money's worth. I would hope that by gathering in worship every Sunday, by gathering with people of the church for study and for fellowship, there would be a sense that each of us would experience that we're getting our money's worth, that we're actually being fed by that and receiving much more than we could ever give ourselves when we do church right or correctly. I think that's the case. I think that drives people to want to be here, to want to be a part of a community that is grounded in God's love and generosity and hospitality and support for one another. Now, we're probably not going to be charging any memberships, and we're probably not going to be offering any money back guarantees. But hopefully, we are offering hospitality. Hopefully, we are inviting those we care about and want to be a part of this community to gather together with us in person and online. Because what we have here makes much more of a difference than having a clean car to drive. Being cleansed ourselves, renewed ourselves through Holy Communion, through worship, can make a much better, much greater difference in your day-to-day life than clean white walls. I don't even have white walls, but you know, than clean tires and a shiny finish on my car or yours. Well, I gotta go. I gotta head over to the car wash, take care of this business. But it's been good seeing you this morning, and I hope to see you in worship sometime. If not this week, maybe I'll see you next week here on Hump Day. Hallelujah.